B-Pod Studios.
Now, more Touch Her Rich. Touch Her Rich. Touch Her Rich. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. That is a thing the kids are doing with the gamers. We're on it. You can also get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Stream the station. Listen to the shows on podcasts. Get all the blogs. It's all right there. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Cool app. And maybe, Rich, this new type of technology can help us. I think I know where you're going with this. Is there a mystery afoot?
We have ourselves a mystery. And maybe, potentially, people who are close to us, Fred, who could be suspects.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Kowloon restaurant tweeted out a very concerning message. They write, "One of our tiki chairs was kidnapped. We have the culprit on camera. He took our yellow tiki chair."
The yellow one.
It's a giant bar stool. Like, I mean, it's probably two and a half feet tall.
It's like a throne.
And it's huge. It's got a giant, you know, like the tiki, the big poles. It's got a big face on it. It's got a huge seat on it and little arms at the side. I mean, it's massive. It says, "One of our tiki chairs was kidnapped. We have the culprit on camera. He took our yellow tiki chair. In the spirit of kindness, we ask that it be returned. No questions asked."
It's cursed like the tiki idol on the Brady Bunch. Skidaloo. You like that spider on your chest? You're going to wipe out surfing.
Is that the one where Vincent Price kidnaps all the kids?
Yeah, and they like, just let him go like everyone should.
Right.
Like, yeah, I kidnapped your kids. Big deal.
Sure, we're cool, man. Just a nice
You're just lonely.
So it says, "If it returns by Friday, we won't release this photo on social media, or his photo on social media. Please return our tiki chair." And then it's got the big picture of it missing. "Please return our yellow tiki chair." Okay, I mean, I have a million questions. First of all, you got to check the Kowloon crew first. I mean, they're so obsessed with the place that, you know, there could be a chance.
No, you don't cross the Wong father. You know better than that.
But that's the other thing. But then I'm thinking, Is Big Bad Joe getting up a posse right now?
Too many free drinks, I've told Andy many times.
I mean,
the natives will get restless.
Is Big Bad Joe saying, "All right, what did you do to Andy? Who's this son of a bitch? You give me that picture." And Lift Schatz is getting his pipe.
I think Bundy takes this one into his own hands. I don't think there's a posse. I think Joe just like saddles up and goes rogue.
Because Joe's been looking forward to some vengeance. He's got some repressed stuff. He's got some anger in there. And I think he's looking to take somebody down like in the old days. So, I mean, do you call on Joe Murray? Do you say if this guy doesn't return it, you got to release the photo?
Okay. Joe Murray has, I guarantee you, said to someone like, "Dude, whatever, like, I don't really care, but I'll kick the guy's ass."
Oh, sure. Yes.
Like, Joe's offered to be the kind of the muscle. Joe has taken a very prominent role, from my understanding. Maybe it's just because he's around in the mornings, but he's taken a very prominent role in the Kowloon crew.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Sarge is kind of not in the picture anymore as much. Jay Stu has got his hands full, I guess, attending to other matters.
Well, while you were gone, Fred, there was questions as to whether or not he was kind of moving in on Jay Stu territory because, you know, Andy Wong ended up like getting some ad before the movies they were going to run over the big drive-ins, and it was Joe Murray doing the ad. And I'm like, oh, that
sounds to me. He's up on
like
the screen there saying hi to everybody.
Yeah, Jay Stu, don't play that nonsense. You're not stealing my soul with your camera.
Soul? I don't understand that. How would they steal your soul?
Well, the camera, it robs you of your soul.
Oh,
it
does. Oh,
okay.
So I'm sitting here. There's so many things going through my mind with this. You know, first of all is, you know, how pissed is, how much does, it's like the scene from The Town where they go in and Andy Wong is, is Ben Affleck. I can't give you any information. I can't tell you anything about it. I just need somebody heard. He goes, what's his name and where are we going? Like, that is Joe Murray right now.
Yeah. He's ready to use his fists instead of his intellect. Yeah, Andy, I'll make a couple calls.
Somebody said, pretty sure they'll find the tiki chair under all those dumb wrestling belts that Sarge wasted his money on. I don't know about that, but I do know,
yeah,
first
dumb.
Of all,
it's called appreciation.
To steal this thing, as massive as it is, out of a restaurant, that's impressive. Like, how does one pull that off? Like, I mean, I know that, you know, that's a huge thing to lift, to steal. And, you know, when you were dumb kids and stuff like that, I think the biggest thing that I knew that somebody that, like, I hung out with ever stole was, it was like a senior prank thing. And there used to be a car dealership that was, like, off the highway, which had one of those gigantic plastic bulls, much like the ones that used to be in the front of Frank Jafrida's.
Yep.
Hilltop.
Yep.
Remember all those? But
it was even
bigger than one of those. It was up on a sign. And somehow my friends were able to climb up there in the middle of the night, remove it, put it in the back of the truck, and then put it on the football field before the beginning of class one day, which is insanity. Like, that's some A-plus Mission Impossible level stuff that I don't know how you get away with. How someone was able to steal this gigantic-ass chair out of the restaurant is absolute insanity.
Well,
how does one do
spirits.
That?
You've summoned many, many spirits. The spirit of the greatest technical wrestler of all time, Bruno Sammartino. Yeah.
Is that the sound right there?
You're going to wake up with the ghost of me staring at you.
Somebody's got a picture of, underneath it, they posted a picture of the banner guys, and it said, we had to run across three lanes of traffic. Like, how does one steal something this big? I mean, this thing is bad. Have you ever stolen something massive? 617-779-0985. How do you pull this off? How does one get a heist like this? Do we know it? Has Joe spoken out about this? Has he gotten a crew together? I don't know.
I don't know. He was up late last night. He was doing the post game.
Yeah,
so, I mean, he
right.
was up till like 1 o'clock. So, I don't know if Joe's been able to be on call yet. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I got to call this one. Nobody is scared of the Kowloon crew. Like, what is James Stewart going to elbow drop me off the top rope?
Maybe.
Like, you watch wrestling. Nobody is going to be intimidated by them. Just going to say that.
You don't know foibles.
That. You don't know that at all.
Yeah, you, Jack. Okay. Next caller. Felger at 98.5thesportshub.com. Whatevs.
Joe Murray just tweeted. He retweeted and put, send me the tape. Hell yeah. That's,
yeah,
see, that's
get
tape.
It going, baby.
Let that big ape.
Yeah.
Yeah, real. Yeah, real tough, real smart. You big lug. Screw you.
We all remember, of course, you know.
I'm going to kick someone's ass right now.
You know, but Joe Murray wants to beat the hell out of somebody. And I'm telling you, Andy, get him the tape. Get him the we need to see this, because if this thing, what do they got, till Friday?
Yes.
Don't give him till Friday. Give Joe Murray, like, a little bit of release here. He's been wanting to kill somebody for a long time. We know that. He's been talking about that.
There's blood on your hands, Jack. Do you want it done, or do you want it done the right way?
I kind of want to kick someone's ass right now.
Yep, that's right.
Let me make a call. I know a guy at the Bruin.
Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, my father, when he was growing up, he always told this story about how he stole this dinosaur from his high school. He went to Framingham High, and him and his buddy stole the school mascot. It was this massive dinosaur.
Yeah, one time Greg stole the playbook. And he had a really tough time about whether to, you know, do it or not. And him and Pete stole the school mascot, too. Did your father live in the Brady Bunch?
I saw a guy one time who stole, like, an exit sign off a highway.
And
first of all, I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
that's impressive.
But how does one pull that off? Just in the middle of the night,
and
you have the tools to do it?
Yeah, give it to Jodie Foster. She doesn't even want it.
What?
It's a President Reagan shooting joke.
Oh, okay.
He did it to impress Jodie Foster.
I said, okay.
It didn't resonate with you when you were younger?
No, I didn't even catch that reference. That was odd, the way they came in there.
Hey, Jodie. I stole the... Hey, Miss Elizabeth. I stole the tiki chair. You don't get the reference? It's macabre.
It's so macabre.
I'm trying to get you to pay attention to me, Major Guns.
Joe Murray, 617-779. I need you to call in. I need you to find out if you're going to get your posse together.
I'll call the guy who sweeps the floor at the Garden. I'm on it. No one got the Jodie Foster reference.
Right now. No, I did not. I did not at all. I did not get it at all.
Yeah. I'll find the guys who did the fappening. Don't worry.
So, by the way, John from Vegas said, I need the takey chair for my Acme style Sarge trap. I'll return it.
With the box and the one stick and the string, right? Put the chair right under it.
The song is wings. It's like ET with the Reese's Pieces. It's just a bunch of song is wings and mooshu pork.
Pull that string, damn it.
Sarge, it's a trick. You're going to fall off the cliff. An anvil's going to fall on your head.
The Sarge trap. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Feet, don't fail me now. All right, we'll take your calls. Have you ever stolen something big, or do you have any info, or have you, Joe Murray, do you want to call the hotline?
Do you know where the chair is?
Yes, have you stolen anything massive? Right. Do you know where the chair is? And Joe Murray, we
got to
find
out
if he's wrangling up a posse for this.
So many layers to this mystery. We'll have all that for you coming right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, there is a mystery afoot, a real-life mystery.
Yep. This is one that involves some people who are fairly close to us. So the Kowloon tweeted out last night, one of our tiki chairs was kidnapped. Now, this is a giant tiki. Like, it's made out of wood. It's thick. It's like a bar stool. It's like 2.5 feet tall. It's got the big face on it and everything. It says, we have the culprit on camera. He took our yellow
Mr.
tiki chair.
Mr. Hanalei.
Was that his name? I'm not sure. The guy who...
Mr. Hanalei.
I'm not quite sure that
he was the archaeologist. That Vincent Price, stupid. Jodie Foster,
Bunch.
Reagan joke. Yes. You know, Hinckley, the guy who shot Ray at Reagan.
Well, in the spirit of kindness, wrote, we ask that it be returned. No questions asked. If he returns it by Friday, we won't release his photo on social media. Please return our tiki chair. Several things. Number one, this has got to piss off Big Bad Joe. He's got to be rounding up a posse. We know Joe Murray's going to be getting Jay Stu and all the boys. And
yeah,
Shaq's going to show up there. He's going to have the wrench.
Yeah.
The other thing
I got to control those bozos. They're all muscle, no brain.
To be able to steal something this
someone
large.
Brains?
I guess somebody like brains.
All of a sudden, I got a hankering.
Yes. It's so macabre. So for someone to steal something that massive, like from a restaurant, is impressive. This thing's huge. Like, how did you do that with nobody seeing you?
There's a bunch of wrestlers and magicians.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Skabow.
Okay.
So, hey, Blackstone, run interference.
Blackstone.
Yeah, the Undertaker's gonna grab and run. I'll give you the high side. Now it has been. Now I don't know if he's what's his face from Ron from Vegas.
John from Vegas
has come out and claimed he stole it to make an Acme style trap for Sarge.
Where it's just like on the ground, there's, you know, a trail of spring rolls and saugus wings, and then he sits on it, and what, a huge box, like a cage falls out of him? Yarr!
An anvil.
Yeah.
I've said too much.
Yep. All right. So we have people who've called in. This is, what is that?
Yeah. I'm recording my podcast. What? I guess. All right, anything for you, Andy, but you owe me one. Yeah, I know you've heard that one before. Dude, this is a car hop, not the Lufthansa heist.
And then there was
whoever stole the tiki chair just starts knocking off everyone who's involved in it.
It's a message being sent.
Too many people know.
Too many people know. Right? It's like one guy from the crew, they're afraid the rest of the crew is going to run their mouths.
They start going off one by one. Sorry, Sarge can't be in the whatever ropes podcast. He can't be on today. He suddenly got sick. You know, it's the age of COVID.
I wish I had Layla ready to go. Hang on, yeah, there it is. Sarge going around just like offing everyone.
Yeah, come meet me at
the tiki thing.
Come meet me at the diner. Yeah, no problem.
Walking through the meat locker, and right there, hung in the back is Lipschatz.
Stacks or whatever. I forget.
Stacks. It was Samuel Jackson. It was Stacks. That's right.
Stacks. You're the first to go. You didn't get rid of the getaway car.
All right. Craig, go ahead.
So we used to do this kind of stuff all the time back in the day, like every weekend. My favorite has to be we walked into a Wendy's. We used to have these giant checks on the wall for Dave Thomas. I just grabbed it right off the wall, walked out, and we went to another Wendy's and tried to pay with it.
Really? Well, I can imagine if I was working at the Wendy's, I would be very upset.
That would not be very nice.
That you stole the giant check. I would go, have at it. Take what you want. Very few jobs where you could steal something where I would be at all concerned with it. Because I would probably value you over my employer. But nonetheless, I would imagine that's for charity, too. And now the charity doesn't get anything because you stole the giant check.
That's right, because the check, they weren't able to
cash. Are we talking about novelty items? Joe Murray, uh-oh, you stepped in dog doo. Just joshing. It's real crap from me. That's not what a novelty item is, James. Oh, hey, want to smell my lapel flower? Uh-oh, battery acid in your eye.
He's like deadly prankster Jay Stu. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Hey,
Joker Jay Stu.
I have a fun game. Stick your finger in this trap. Whoopsie, it looks like I found a finger. Yeah. Call y'all nine-digit Magoo. Joe Murray, hello.
What's up, guys?
Are you aware what's... are you on the case that someone has stolen a stool?
I'm very upset about it. I reached out to Andy. We've actually communicated this morning.
Oh, boy.
He's going to... I think they're going to wait it out until Friday. But what I don't think people understand is, forget about the Kowloon crew. Like, I'm already on the case, but do you know how many police officers, like, work at that place and love, like, the Wong family? Like, they're already on it. I bet you they've already called out, you know, hey, look for a tiki chair, or did you see anybody there that night? I bet you they're already on the case.
Well, I would hope it would be at the top of their minds. I would hope that it would be most of what they do today.
But don't you hope, Joe, that you get to them first?
If the photo gets revealed, then I'll put it out on Facebook, Twitter. Do you know this man?
Now, will you kick his ass if you find him?
No. No, but, I'll rough him up.
Like, what will you do to him?
How does one rough one up without kicking their ass?
Kind of like just pick them up and hold them against the wall. Where's the chair? That kind of thing.
Okay, so you'll just, hold him against the wall. But if he knows there's no threat of violence, then he might not, make with the info.
I don't. Big Bad Joe, he's very big guy, but he moves slow. So we're just gonna play it by ear for now, and maybe there's a warrant, maybe there's some sort of cash considerations if we do find the culprit. So that could be another scenario there too as well.
What do you mean by that? You make him pay you to go away?
No. You know how there's a reward. If you find hey, wanted.
Stuck in the middle with you.
He's still dancing around with a knife in his hand. He's got him tied to the tiki chair, and he's stuck in the middle with you. Comes
stuck
on.
In the middle.
Oh, here's
you.
An ear.
Oh man!
Perfect for binding.
All right, thank you, Joy. I hope you find them and rough them.
I want you to find.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to tell you guys, one time, a bunch of friends of ours, around Christmas time, we stole a bunch of Christmas trees. And we would put them on our friends' cars and, leave a note being like, hey, you just got hit by the Christmas tree bandits. And, we'd be like, hey, where are all these Christmas trees coming from? So, I've never really stolen much besides, from a restaurant, knives and glasses and things like that, but we have stolen many of a Christmas tree and pranked many of a people as the Christmas tree bandits. And I don't think anyone's known that, so we just announced it today on the radio. This was years ago.
So you stole Christmas trees and just left them on people's cars and went, hey, a Christmas tree.
And say, no, you just have been hit by the Christmas tree bandits. And no one knew who the Christmas tree bandits were until today.
You're like a cold weather Mr. Hanaway.
We've all been too bored at some point in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Just suddenly think of how bored you have to be to do that.
I'm thinking of things that we might have stolen, but I can't remember if I just told the lie for so long that it's true or if I actually did it. Because that's one of the things that I probably lied about a lot when I was, in middle school, and now I don't know if it's real or not. The only things I know that are real are the ones that really, really scared me, making explosives in the
you gotta think that Andy Wong is gonna show Big Bad Joe the photo before it goes public.
Or it's just a brilliant marketing tactic and it all ends up at a car hop and a massive screening of Chinatown or something. I don't know. So,
wow. Okay.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know. If this might just be some crazy PR stunt.
Maybe it is.
But they got us hook, line, and sinker. Well, listen, I hope that the Kowloon crew can get it together in time to make Inside the Ropes.
But I think that we all hope and pray that, if he can have his way, because he's been wanting to kick ass for a while, Big Bad Joe gets him first.
Well, there's a legend out there about a man who's tough, hot takes of fire, and takes no guff. He's Joe. Big Bad Joe. Spurs on his boots, holes in his socks, bitches about games he ain't even watched. He's Joe.
Big Bad Joe. Oh, sweet Jezebel, lock up the saloon. Here comes Joe and he's looking for trouble.
Well, if you hear a lot of yelling at 6:46, that's him swinging his meat on Toucher and Rich. That's Joe.
Big Bad Joe.
And if you're looking for trouble, you know where it'll be. Sitting at the Kowloon eating for free, talking about Joe.
Big Bad Joe.
I heard them Kowloon boys was up to no good again.
Looks like they clean run the Hilltop Steakhouse boys threw them out of town.
I heard that boy Sarge staring at people all weird.
Boy, don't you go caterwauling the Kowloon crew, cause you're gonna meet the wrong end of Big Bad Joe.
Go Red Sox.
Don't be saying that in front of Big Bad Joe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Snap to Mahomes. A three-man rush. He drops back in the pocket. He's hit by Winovich. He'll be taken down. The ball is loose. It's caught by Calhoun. Calhoun has it for the Patriots, but Tony Corrente is going to rule Mahomes down.
No.
As Calhoun carries the football down the left sideline.
You can't roll him down on that.
Chase Winovich had Mahomes wrapped up. The ball popped in the air. Caught by Calhoun. Bill Belichick is irate along the far side as Corrente blew the whistle, calling the play down with Mahomes in the grasp of Winovich.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you don't know, the NHL draft is today. The Bruins don't have a first round pick. They got Richie and Case.
Tasha.
Case.
Okay.
And apparently, a lot of talk revolving around our friend Jake DeBrusk. I fear that there is that Tuukka Rask is going to not be traded. Not fear, I shouldn't say, but I have a feeling that that there is not enough being offered up.
Sweeney held his ground yesterday.
I don't know whether that is because I mean the rumors were pretty big out there from fairly reputable people that Tuukka's name's been thrown out there. But when you hear someone like Don Sweeney holding their ground, isn't that just a technique to try to get the value up?
What would he possibly, what positive would come out of him being at all amiable to a scenario where he'd be traded vocally? Okay,
that's
so
what I'm saying.
Here
You're
are
exactly
the,
right.
Yeah, right. So here are the things that could happen. A, you have to keep Tuukka because you get not enough in return, and so Tuukka now knows that you wanted to move him. Or B, you lower his value because you've stated that you want to move him.
Absolutely. That's why everything that I heard yesterday doesn't convince me more that his name isn't being I still think it's being floated out there, and they're still listening. I think it's dumb. I've stated my case. I think you get rid of Tuukka Rask, then you are basically writing off next year, which is ridiculous when you have a very short window with guys like Bergeron and Marchand, and if you want to throw Krejci in there as well. I mean, you have a little tiny bit of space, and if you get rid of Tuukka Rask right now, you've got no real backup that can get you to the Stanley Cup Finals. And Tuukka Rask, say what you will, and I know that the whole thing with the bubble was crazy and that whole scenario was strange, but he was statistically the second best goalie in the league last year, and you're just not going to be able to find anything like that that's out there, anything that's even close to that. Whether you can make a trade, or I know they don't have anyone in the pipes right now who is literally who can play the way that Tuukka did. We've seen that obviously Halak isn't that guy. I wish he could be, but he wasn't that guy obviously during the playoffs. And this Vladar or Vladash, however you want to pronounce it, he's not ready to go. And this kid I know who apparently is the second coming,
Swayman.
Who is fourth. Yes, Swayman, who's fourth on the depth chart. There's no way he's going to be ready next season. So I think you got to ride it out with him. But Fred, I don't disagree that I think that, not disagree, I do still buy in that they are trying to find something for him right now.
Yeah, and it would have to be a credible return, or else, you know, you're not going to dump them for nothing. So there you go. And no one's biting. And I think whatever way you want to look at it, I think that that doesn't speak very highly of Tuukka Rask either.
We don't know that no one's biting. That's not true. As a matter of fact, there's rumors of other teams who would like Tuukka Rask, whether or not they're able to make that deal and whether or not they have something that the Bruins would want for it. But, I mean, who wouldn't want – if you're a team that's one goalie away, who wouldn't want Tuukka Rask? If you were the Bruins and you were a team that was loaded and like you were ready to go, but you were incompetent in goal, you would make a deal for 1 year
would
for Tuukka Rask.
Then where's the deal?
You would.
That's the push and pull.
Then
here
where's the deal?
No.
Where's the deal?
Well, we don't know yet. This is all just now coming out.
No. Where's the deal, though? You said that if the Bruins were bowled over by an offer, if everyone wants him so badly, he would have been moved.
Well, I mean, I don't think that... I mean, this is just starting right now, so I'm not quite sure.
Well, it's today's the day. I mean, if nothing gets done today, there's a lot less likely chance to get something done tomorrow than today.
If the Bruins want a first-round pick, yes.
Well, before the draft, John, obviously, is a time where you would be making the deal. I mean, there's certainly a chance that they could do it after the draft, but it's far more likely to happen before the draft or directly or immediately following the draft than it is after. I mean, obviously, they would want compensation in the form of picks.
And free agency starts at the end of the week.
Right, and it's not like they can load the team with a bunch of veterans.
That's true. If it's going to happen, it has to be this week. I would agree. But there's that push and pull. If you're the Bruins, you're saying, I have the Vezina Trophy runner-up here. You know, make me a big offer. And if I'm any other team, my negotiating tactic is, we don't know if this guy's going to play beyond next year. We don't know if his head's
game. It's beyond a negotiating tactic. It's, do I want to bring this guy into my system? And what if he doesn't want to be here? I mean, he bagged out of the bubble.
So here's the names.
He's bagged out twice last season. I mean,
there's a couple names that I've seen there being rumors that they were interested in Tuukka. One being the Colorado Avalanche, and the other one being the Edmonton Oilers. So to have their names actually out there is interesting. Whether that's just from insiders who have leaked that or not, but those are two names that I've seen thrown around. And I don't know what you would get back from either one. I'd have to do a little digging.
Oh,
Rask or McDavid, let's do it. Come on, what do you say?
McDavid's got the vid.
That's right. McDavid's sick right now.
He's got the vidaroo.
Yeah. He did. They announced yesterday. Yep, he's got COVID.
Yeah,
so.
Colorado's picking at 24 and Edmonton's picking at 14. You get that nice mid-round pick that you whiff on, just like they have before when they had four in a row. But DeBrusk is the main name. And in getting rid of DeBrusk, what are you going to get in return? I mean, I guess you could get a kid that you don't have to pay. But other than that, I don't really know what you would do other than you don't want to give them that second deal. So, but it should be interesting. It should be interesting. If teams want Rask, I mean, he's there for the taking. And if they want to, if a team really values him that much, if they think they're a goaltender away, and Colorado certainly is a very, very talented team, and they want to, if they value him enough to sweep the Bruins off their feet for a guy
it's not gonna
be... year left in his deal that bagged out of the season twice last year, then, you know, that would be great for the Bruins.
If Colorado wants to make a deal for the Bruins, it's not going to be for a first-round pick. They were already without their second-rounder this year.
So therein lies the situation.
Going to have to be for a player.
Yeah. What player?
That's the thing. I'm looking at it, and guys with they don't have a guy that they'd be willing to deal that has kind of equal salary, unless you want to trade a guy like Eric Johnson, who's their cornerstone defenseman. I don't know. I don't think it's going
to. So you're going to give up? How many years does he have left?
Three left at $6 million per.
Skaboop.
What?
Skapoop.
Okay.
You're going to give up a defenseman with 3 years left for a goaltender that might not show up for you?
No, probably not. And MacKinnon and Landeskog both make less than Rask, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, they're going to make that happen right away.
I know. That's my point.
I was going to say, come on and take them.
There's no comparison here.
Yeah, I want an aging goaltender with a year left on his deal that doesn't show up.
Here's Sweeney talking about Tuukka yesterday.
As a matter of fact, our staff has communicated with Tuukka, and as I said before, remains a big part of our roster planning going forward, because I think, by my knowledge, was second in the Vezina balloting, and we feel very, very comfortable where our goaltending's at. And I think you're going to need it. I don't know what the schedule and what the season, and I think there's a lot of things that are up in the air, but it could be a challenging environment from a season standpoint. It might make the goaltending even more a big part of what you got to have going forward.
I just wish Tuukka would speak. I wish he would just like talk to people and answer questions. And if it's personal, you know, what ended up happening, you know, that's one thing, but I'd like to hear it from him. You know what I mean? It's just and that's maybe a selfish thing, but also as a fan and someone who pays to go to these games and follows this team and cares about this team, you know, there's so many unanswered questions. And as much as I believe Tuukka Rask is the only way that they can win, if they get rid of Tuukka Rask, it's, I don't think that they can win a cup next year. But still, that doesn't make me feel much better when I know about some of the things that have happened, not just because I'll give him the benefit of the doubt this last time, but the time before. And also, more than anything, the comments about how his heart might not be into it anymore. That's concerning.
Didn't do a great sales job for himself. I wonder if the Bruins have been like, don't talk to anyone. Shut
that's the
hell up.
Thing.
There you
go. And maybe that's it, but I sure do wish that we heard from him. As a fan, don't you want to hear that? We don't deserve it. It's like, it's not something that we have a right to. Like, he needs to. But, man, I think we deserve it. Just to hear something that makes us feel a little more assured about where his head is at next season.
I don't think you'd hear it. There's nothing out there that makes me think that you would hear anything that would make you feel remotely better. I mean, the guy said he didn't want to be there. He's obviously not incredibly motivated.
Well, I mean, he didn't say he didn't want to be there. He had a reason for not being
there. No, he said before he left, just to tell everyone what they already know, that he didn't like the vibe.
Well, that's different. He said it was different without the crowd. Yeah, I don't want to be here.
It didn't sound like a glowing endorsement for his investment into the hockey team.
LeBron said the same thing. He said the same thing.
Not the same way.
Well, I mean, it was the same words.
What Tuukka Rask said made it very clear that he did not like being there and did not want to be there. And then by leaving, he reinforced what he had said. I mean, he did. There's no debating that. What he said and then his actions following make
it
very clear picture.
Following, he gave an explanation for that, and that I'm just going to take him at his word at that.
What was the explanation?
Well, it was a family emergency. That was the explanation.
Okay. All right.
But as far as him saying, you know, it wasn't the same, that's not even what I want to take away from it. The thing that I'm most worried about are the comments he's made before the bubble even started about how he didn't know if his heart was into it anymore and how much longer he would play. That, to me, is the most concerning.
Well, it's not something that, I mean, I disagree with you. I don't think a team is going to go, we really need Tuukka Rask. And I think that puts the Bruins in a position where they're not going to be able to deal him. Because you're not going to get rid of him for nothing.
Well, good. I'd rather have him stay for a year. But I would like to hear it from him that he is committed to this season.
Well, maybe
and
he's
not. And I
know
not. That it's a lot to ask, it seems, right now.
Yeah. Well, he's around. I mean, he's around. He's not far from here.
Yeah, Fred, next time you bump into him, just ask him if he'd come on.
Bumped into him last week? No.
Ask him if he'd come on.
Nope.
No.
That's no right. Desire to do that. Let the man have his free time. Let him enjoy his life. Doesn't need me bothering him. And I don't need him bothering me. We'll be both. We can live our own lives. I have no desire to talk to him, nor do I have any desire to hang out with him. Uh-huh. He can hang out with everyone he wants, and I will mind my own business. I will keep my head down and enjoy my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there will be no asking to come on the show. There's going to be no chumming up to him. I do not want that. I want to be left alone. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Does Tony Romo suck? Is he the worst ever? We have audio evidence coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Drive home with Felger and Matt this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Play fake to Perkins. Drill down the middle, shoots all, intercepted. Picked off and running it back to the near side. Left to right, sprinting across the 35-30. Along the sideline, 25-20, and eventually stepping out of bounds for Kansas City. Thornhill, the safety, with his fourth interception.
Putrid.
In the last 2 years on a high throw by Brian Hoyer.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We'll be joined by Bob Soucy coming up in just a matter of a couple minutes. While we have your attention, you can follow the show on social media at Toucher and Rich. Rich runs those accounts on Instagram and on Twitter. You can follow John Wallach at Ken Griffey Rules on Twitter. And you can follow me on Instagram at Fred Toucher for all the merriment and fun, including a Funk Friday playlist. If you click on the bio thing over there, you can get on that.
I may need to get a hold of that, Fred.
Well, it's on Spotify. The Fred Toucher Funk Friday playlist. It's up on Twitter too.
I'll listen to it on my way home today.
Yeah, at Fred Toucher. I'll tell you what it's got. I'll tell you how many songs it's got. It's got it's an hour and 52 minutes of hip hop. Right there for you.
Okay.
Yeah. As much hip hop as you like. I mean, I don't have a problem telling you that. There's swears in them too, unlike on the air. There's naughty words.
No. How about that?
Yep. Swears in almost all of them. There's a swear. So if you like swear words, you can get that playlist. A lot of swears.
Can I get the Sports Hub Music Bed playlist, but just the Crazy Town songs?
Or Three Doors Down. You don't want those in there, or that's going to confuse
things? No, you know what? Okay. Yeah, I like the rock and the rap, so I'll throw both Crazy Town and Three Doors Down together, because really those are the only two that I want to hear every morning.
Well, you got it. I think that it can be done. Just the beds, just the instrumentals.
Just the instrumental part.
Yeah, that's where you really get the feeling. Like, come on, get to it. Get to the singing. All right.
Maybe we'll glorify G in case I'm feeling like, I'm up at from 2 to 6.
I'll tell you what, you play it at the top of the hour every day for 14 years.
Yeah. Who wants some sports takes?
I haven't heard that show in a while. I haven't heard that show.
They've been very good.
I only hear...
This song goes on for a long time during because they have to do the wipe down, so it's on TV, and you can see Felger and Maz wiping down the studio.
I don't wipe down nothing.
I've seen that.
I don't wipe down nothing. I let it ride, baby. I don't take my muff home. I leave the muff on the mic. I got the black steel with the silver crown on top right here. Boom. That's where I rock I'm a cipher of the gods. All right, we will be joined by a guy who's not afraid of gun control. Some call him a left-wing nut job. We call him Bob Sosi. You can read his tweets at Bob Sosi as he breaks down the government and how it's it's not what you read. It's not what you see on the fake news.
It's all a fraud.
Yep. Bob Sosi will join us. No commercials here, just gun control talk from John Wallach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.